The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 236 new COVID-19 cases and 0 deaths in its latest update posted December 6, the first update since Friday. The new cases reported in the region today are as follows: Barrie, 81, 25 youth under 18 years old, 16 people between 18 and 34 years old, 22 people between 35 and 44 years old, 13 people between 45 and 64 years old, 4 people between 65 and 79 years old, and 1 person over 79 years old. 6 cases are linked to close contact transmission, 1 is outbreak-related, 1 is linked to travel, 4 are listed as community-acquired, no known link, and the rest are still under investigation. Collingwood, 6, 1 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, 1 person between 45 and 64 years old, 2 between 65 and 79 years old. All 6 cases are still under investigation. Wasaga Beach, 6, 1 youth under 18 years old, 3 between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, and 1 person over 79 years old. 1 case is listed as community acquired, no known link, and the rest are still under investigation. Clearview, 2, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old whose cases are still under investigation. Springwater, 13, 4 youth under 18 years old, 3 people between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, 2 people between 45 and 64 years old, 2 people between 65 and 79 years old, and 1 person over 79 years old. 2 cases are linked to close contact transmission and 1 is listed as community acquired. Innisfil, 20, 13 youth under 18 years old, 4 people between 35 and 44 years old, 3 people between 45 and 64 years old. 3 cases are linked to close contact transmission, 1 case is listed as community acquired, no known link, and the rest are still under investigation. Bradford West Gwillimbury, 31, 13 youth under 18 years old, 4 people between 18 and 34 years old, 8 people between 35 and 44 years old, 5 people between 45 and 64 years old, and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. 3 cases are linked to close contact, and 1 is listed as community acquired, no known link. Orillia, 12, 5 youth under 18 years old, 3 people between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, 2 people between 45 and 64 years old, and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. 1 case is outbreak related, and 1 is listed as community acquired, no known link. The rest of the cases are still under investigation. Remara, 4, 2 youth under 18 years old and 2 people between 45 and 64 years old. The youth cases are outbreak related and the other 2 cases are still under investigation. Oro Medonte, 2, 1 youth under 18 years old and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. Both cases are still under investigation. Severn, 6, 1 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, 3 people between 45 and 64 years old, and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. 1 case is linked to close contact transmission, 1 is listed as community acquired, no known link, and the rest are still under investigation. Midland, 9, 1 youth under 18 years old, 5 people between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, and 2 people between 45 and 64 years old. All 9 cases are still under investigation. Tiny, 2. 1 person between 45 and 64 years old and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. Both cases are still under investigation. Tay, 7, 2 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, 3 people between 45 and 64 years old, and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. 4 cases are linked to close contact transmission, 1 is outbreak related, and 2 are under investigation. Penetanguishene, 3, 2 people between 35 and 44 years old and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. One case is linked to close contact transmission and the other two are still under investigation. New Tecumseh, 7, 4 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 2 cases are listed as community acquired, no known link, and 5 are still under investigation. Issa, 12, 2 youth under 18 years old, 3 people between 18 and 34 years old, 5 people between 35 and 44 years old, 1 person between 45 and 64 years old, and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. 1 case is listed as community acquired, no known link, and the rest are still under investigation. Ajala Tosarantio, 1, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is still under investigation. Muskoka District, 12, 2 from Gravenhurst, 2 from Bracebridge, 7 from Georgian Bay Township, and 1 from Huntsville. Included in the new cases reported today are 139 unvaccinated, 6 partially vaccinated, and 91 fully vaccinated people. There are currently 831 active cases in the region. 29 people from Simcoe County and 1 person from Muskoka District are hospitalized with COVID-19. Over the last 8 weeks, there have been 87 Simcoe Muskoka residents hospitalized with COVID-19, and among them 23 were fully vaccinated, 9 were partially vaccinated and 55 were unvaccinated. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 16,156 cases of COVID-19 with 15,045 of those cases recovered and 280 cases ending in death. More than 74% of the population living in Simcoe Muskoka, including children, have received both doses of vaccine and nearly 78% have had at least one dose of a vaccine. Active outbreaks. Current school outbreaks in Simcoe County include Holly Meadows Elementary School, Barry, declared December 3, 3 cases. Marchmont Public School, Orillia, declared December 3, 1 case. Stainer Collegiate Institute, Stainer, declared December 2, 2 cases. Mvale District High School, Mvale, declared December 2, 4 cases. Willow Landing Elementary School, Barry, declared December 2, 2 cases, previously in outbreak from November 4 to 10, La Source Elementary School, Barry, declared December 2, 4 cases. Innisdale Secondary School, Barry, declared November 29, 2 cases. Unnamed Private School, Simcoe County, declared November 26, 28 cases. Ferndale Woods Elementary School, Barry, declared November 26, 8 cases. Uptergrove Public School, Remara, declared November 26, 5 cases. St. John Vianney Elementary School, Barry, declared November 26, 9 cases. Hewitts Creek Public School, Barry, declared November 22, 6 cases. Tosarantio Central Public School, Everett, declared November 22, 15 cases. ESC Nouvelle Alliance Secondary School, Barry, declared November 19, 3 cases. Forest Hill Public School, Midhurst, declared November 19, 7 cases. Trillium Woods Elementary School, Barry, declared November 18, 7 cases. Maple Grove Public School, Barry, declared November 16, 14 cases. St. Marie of the Incarnation, Bradford, declared November 15, 12 cases. Monsignor Clare Elementary School, Barry, declared November 15, 8 cases. Terry Fox Elementary School, Barry, declared November 10, 13 cases. Outbreaks declared over December 3. Our Lady of Grace Elementary School, Angus, declared November 29, 2 cases. Monsignor Lee Catholic Elementary School, Orillia, declared November 24, 2 cases. Severn Shores Public School, Cumberland Beach, declared November 18, 8 cases. West Bayfield Elementary School, Barry, declared November 18, 7 cases, over December 2. Other ongoing outbreaks reported in Simcoe County include 2 unnamed childcare facilities in Simcoe County, both declared on December 2, both with 2 cases. Orillia Soldiers Memorial Hospital, Orillia, declared December 1, fewer than 5 patient cases. Waterford Retirement Residence, Barry, declared November 29, 1 staff and 1 resident case. Fitness and Sports Center, Simcoe County, declared November 26, 8 cases. Unnamed Shelter in Simcoe County, declared November 19, 9 cases. Unnamed Shelter in Simcoe County, declared November 1, 26 cases breakdown by municipality. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on December 6. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate weekly incidence rate percent of 12 plus pop. With two doses of vaccine Ag Tosarantio 260-245, 2 December 5, 2194 42-76.1% Barry 5549 5088 131 The 14th of December 53 617,139 85.4% Bradford WG 2403 2289 41 December 5 505,144 85.2% Clearview 180-165-5 2 December 3, 1,197 47 84.3% Collingwood 316-298 4 December 5, 1,281 49 89.3% ESA 640-600-6 1 December 5, 2,655 91 74.3% Innisfil 1,505 1,440 The 21st of December 5 3,650 64 84% Midland 262-233-6 2 December 5, 1,431 82 87.3% New Tecumseth 1,748 1,705 The 19th of December 5 4,129 45 79.9% Aurelia 505 430 9 5 December 4th 1 494,160 89.7% Oro Medant 307 285 6 1 December 4th, 1,316 51 83.7% Penetanguishene 260-243-8 December 4th, 2,696 73 90.9% Remara 161-141-1 1 December 5th 1,540,105 86.3% Severn 140-109-3 1 December 5, 934-127 84.8% Springwater 409-380 2 December 5, 1908 75 91% Tay 158-146 3 December 4, 1409 80 87.1% Tiny 169-160 2 December 4th, 1,259 37 79.4% Wasaga Beach 406-372-5 2 December 4th, 1,713 85 86.2% Tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital weekly COVID-19 incidence rate per 100,000 by municipality for week of November 28. NA indicates fewer than 5 cases in a week.